Welcome to an exploration of one of the most practical books on personal transformation available today, Believe It to Achieve It by Brian Tracy and Christina Stein. The most surprising idea here is that your biggest obstacle is not your circumstances, your competition, or your lack of resources. It is your own psychology. Brian Tracy is a globally recognized authority on human performance and achievement. And Christina Stein brings a therapeutic perspective rooted in her professional practice in Santa Monica, California. Tracy and Stein argue that intelligent, capable people stay stuck not because of bad luck, but because of negative emotions and limiting beliefs operating below conscious awareness. The brain is wired for survival, not happiness, and it treats change, failure, and rejection as threats to be avoided. That survival instinct, useful in genuine danger, becomes a trap when it blocks the risks required for growth. This trap has a name, the comfort zone. According to the authors, it is not a place of genuine comfort, but of familiarity. People gravitate toward what they know, even when what they know is painful. The subconscious mind prioritizes consistency over fulfillment, keeping people locked inside predictable but limiting patterns. At the center of this psychological trap is what Tracy calls the self-concept, the bundle of beliefs a person holds about who they are and what they deserve. He uses a thermostat analogy to explain it. Just as a thermostat holds temperature within a fixed range, your self-concept holds your performance within a fixed range. You unconsciously sabotage opportunities that contradict your internal picture of yourself. These beliefs are not formed through adult reasoning. They are installed in early childhood, before critical thinking develops, through messages from parents, teachers, and peers. Statements like, "You're not smart enough," absorbed without filters, become active programs shaping decisions decades later through what the authors call the critical inner voice. Two mechanisms deepen this trap significantly. The first is learned helplessness, a conditioned state where repeated failure causes a person to stop trying, even when success becomes genuinely possible. The second is compulsive negative self-talk, thousands of daily thoughts, mostly negative and self-referential, that continuously reinforce limiting beliefs. Fear of failure drives avoidance and procrastination, while fear of success, less discussed but equally powerful, triggers resistance because achievement brings new responsibilities and new risks of loss. Tracy and Stein frame all of these forces: negative conditioning, learned helplessness, destructive self-talk, fear of failure, fear of rejection, guilt, and resentment, not as permanent character traits, but as learned responses. They can be identified, examined, and changed. Awareness is the essential first step. You cannot alter what you do not first acknowledge, and recognizing these patterns as habits rather than facts begins to loosen their grip. The good news, according to Tracy and Stein, is that none of these patterns are permanent. They were learned under specific conditions, which means they can be unlearned through deliberate effort. Recognition is where that process begins, not willpower, not strategy, but honest awareness. What makes this framework powerful is its precision. The authors identify not one root cause, but a cluster of interlocking forces. Early conditioning, a rigid self-concept, learned helplessness, and relentless negative self-talk. Each one reinforces the others, creating a system that feels like personality, but is actually habit. Breaking that system starts with a single shift, seeing these patterns as interpretations, not facts. A belief installed at age 6 by a frustrated parent is not a verdict on your potential. Tracy and Stein argue that once you recognize a limiting belief as a conditioned response, its authority over your behavior begins to weaken. This is why awareness is treated as the foundational skill throughout the book. You cannot redesign a system you refuse to examine. The authors contend that most people never question their inner narrative because it feels indistinguishable from reality. Believe It to Achieve It offers a structured path for doing exactly that, examining the hidden architecture of your psychology and rebuilding it deliberately. The principles here are not abstract. They are drawn from decades of research in human performance and therapeutic practice. Understanding where your blocks come from is the first, essential step toward moving past them.